I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're talking to Knoxville girls wrestler and the first one to ever, under the Knoxville banner, to make the state tournament, Serenity Turner. Serenity, congratulations. What's the making state another year to mean for you?
It's really important to me. I really enjoy making state. That feeling of I did it is definitely unbeatable.
You went through your bracket on Friday almost unchallenged. I think 1:29 total on the mat. And you have done that all this year. What is it about you that you just want to go out there and get it done and get off the mat?
I know that no matter what, either if they're a good girl or if they're a not so good girl, it really depends on how they wrestle. They can easily, if they really wanted to, if they catch me, I could be put on my back and I could lose. That's just something that I've taken from the last couple of years. So sometimes I will go out there and I'll get a couple shots in and then I'll pin them. But most of the time, I really just like to get out there and get it done.
And coach has been saying to you and the rest of the team, you know, you got to put, you know, people away. How key is that now at state when you're wrestling? Everybody's good up there, you know, they have earned their spot in that bracket.
I've just been telling myself rankings don't matter, seedings don't matter, names don't matter. That's something that Dougie's told me over and over again, and that's what I'm going to take with me.
Let's talk about, you making history. You girls have done that all season long, from the first matches to the first win and everything. And now your name is the first one to be put up under the girls' state qualifiers board up here. What does that mean to you? You kind of was like, I don't know, but, you got to think, man, that's kind of cool that I'm the first one.
It is very cool. I think it'll be something that's really fun that I'm going to tell my kids when I get older. But seeing my name up there and it being the only name up there, it makes me smile. It makes me really happy.
And there's plenty of room for other girls to join you. What are you as, the leader of this team, saying to all the girls, encouraging them, and saying, hey, I did it, with hard work, this is what you can be next year?
I've been really trying to push them to do off-season stuff, and there's a couple girls on our team that they kind of, like, their mentality's kind of not there. It's their first year, they're not very good at handling the stress of it, and I've been really trying to push to them what their mentality needs to be and how they need to go with it.
Talking to Knoxville girls wrestler Serenity Turner on KNIA KRLS on today's Lely Radio Sports page. She becomes the first girl to qualify under the Knoxville banner. This is your second time. You qualified as a Pella wrestler last year in that sharing agreement. What kind of things are you going to take in with the experience factor now instead of being that new kid there?
I'm definitely not going to be as nervous. I kind of know how it goes now. And I'm just really excited to go back.
Have you looked your first round opponent? And I know you said, well, it doesn't matter who name or where they're seated. I just got to go out there. Have you looked at your first round opponent and kind of say, okay, what do I need to do to maybe get that win?
My first round opponent is actually one of the girls that I pinned at regionals, so.
So, good little rematch for you.
Yeah.
You are the third seed. I understand a girl kind of came down. Sounds like your weight class is pretty loaded. Confidence-wise, where are you at as far as, how confident are you can win four matches total to be on top of the podium?
I don't know. I haven't really put that much thought into it. I'm really just trying to go in there, go one match at a time, and if I get there, I get there. It's really – being the state champ isn't even really my main goal. I really just want to place and go out there and have fun.
And I've noticed, a lot of matches, and saw some pictures, your home meet. What do you tell, the little girls that come up to you and they now see that, like, hey, I want to be you. I want to join your name up there.
I would always just tell them to try their hardest and never give up.
As far as a goal, is there a place or just be on the podium at the end of it all?
Really just be on the podium, but that top three spots, those spots look really nice, so.
Over 40 wins this year, a pretty loaded question. Does one stick out, or do they all just kind of run together after a time?
One that sticks out from this year? Yeah. I don't really know. There's a couple. There was this girl from Carlisle. She's one of my friends. She's pretty good. She put me on my back, but I ended up pinning her in the third period. Then there's this girl from Ankeny that it was really tough. I ended up defending a last-minute takedown. I won by points. Those are probably the two that are really important to me that I think were the most challenging.
All right, Serenity Turner, best luck to you in Coralville. And we'll have our folks over there, Andrew Schneider and Clayton Sampson. Hopefully they get to interview after a very successful tournament.
Yes.
That's a Serenity Turner, Knoxville girls wrestler. First one to ever make the state meet under the Knoxville banner on KNIA Careless.